Your North Iowa News continues on KCHA. An 18-year-old male is facing vandalism and hate crime charges in northeast Iowa. On Sunday, the Decorah Police Department and the Winnesee County Sheriff's Office were notified of multiple buildings in Decorah, as well as areas on the bike path, skate park, and street and alleys that were defaced and vandalized by spray paint during the overnight hours. Sheriff Dan Marks says the vandalism included hate speech that was both shocking and criminal. Both agencies worked together, investigating, interviewing, serving search warrants, and collecting evidence in the case, and a suspect was quickly identified. Caden Philip Andrew Kinyau Nyanjenga of Decorah has been charged with second-degree criminal mischief and third-degree criminal mischief hate crime, both Class D felonies, and trespass with intent to commit a hate crime and aggravated misdemeanor. Investigation into the matter continues with additional arrests anticipated. Anyone with information regarding the case is encouraged to contact the Decorah Police Department or the Winnesee County Sheriff's Office. A northeast Iowa man accused of causing the death of a toddler last September has pleaded guilty to unrelated drug charges. The Fayette County Sheriff's Office says an 11-month investigation led to 33-year-old Joshua Reuben Christen of Postville being charged with child endangerment causing death, a Class B felony. The child was Christen's 4-year-old daughter. On September 2, 2022, sheriff's deputies and emergency personnel responded to Elgin for a 4-year-old female unresponsive and not breathing. She was pronounced dead at Palmer Hospital in West Union. The DCI, along with state and county medical examiners, determined Christen was under the influence of a narcotic while the child was in his care. An autopsy showed she had methamphetamine in her system at the time of death. Authorities say Christen knowingly acted in a manner that created the death of the girl by asphyxiation. Christen was charged with her death while in the Fayette County Jail, where he has been since May on separate drug charges. Court records show that in February, Christen was arrested in West Union for gathering where controlled substances are used, plus possessing about 10 grams of meth, a gram of marijuana, and almost 14 grams of psychedelic mushrooms. His trial on those charges was scheduled to begin Monday, but Christen pleaded guilty before the trial began in Fayette County District Court. No sentencing date has been set on the drug charges. No trial date has been set in the death of his daughter. An Olwine woman has been arrested on drug charges less than 2 weeks after her husband was charged with assaulting her. The Olwine Police Department says a search warrant executed at an apartment in the 100 block of 8th Avenue Northwest about 8 o'clock Monday night resulted in the arrest of 28-year-old Eunashia Watkins. Illegal controlled substances were located and seized, and she was charged with possession of methamphetamine, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. OPD says Watkins also had a valid outstanding warrant for her arrest, and additional charges are pending. Court records show that Watkins was convicted on a pair of firearms-related charges in Blackhawk County in 2015. Court records also state that her husband, 28-year-old Ray Watkins, was arrested on September 8th after he was accused of busting down a bedroom door and assaulting Eunashia Watkins while brandishing a firearm. He is being held in the Fayette County Jail on $6,000 cash or surety bond, although he has filed for a bond reduction. The criminal complaint against Ray Watkins indicates he was previously convicted for assault in Cook County, Illinois in 2016 and Scott County, Iowa in March of this year. The Lowell Milken Center for Unsung Heroes has announced that sophomores Paige Franzen, Cadence Huck, and Callahine Levi of Nashua Plainfield High School have won the $2,500 first prize in the 2023 International Discovery Award Competition. The Unsung Heroes documentary by Franzen, Huck, and Levi, Why Not Us? Dr. Christine Grant's Pursuit of Gender Equality, shines a light on Grant's significant contributions to furthering gender equality in collegiate sports. Grant spent decades as the University of Iowa athletic director and used the historic passing of Title IX to help build a decorated women's athletics program unlike any other. Franzen, Huck, and Levi took the time to interview primary sources, including several of Grant's previous students, mentees, and colleagues, which provided unique firsthand insight on the legacy she left behind. LMC Chief Executive Officer Norm Connard surprised Franzen, Huck, and Levi with the award during a celebration at Nashua Plainfield High School yesterday. Their documentary, supervised by social studies teacher Susie Turner, is among 12 projects created by 17 students, receiving over $20,000 collectively in 2023 Discovery Award prizes. A link to the documentary is included with this story on our station website. Friday night on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA. It's Charles City football. The Comets at Algona, both teams 3-1. Our pregame coverage starts at 6:15 with the Radio Iowa Scouting Report. It's the Mills Incorporated pregame show at 6:30 and kickoff at 7. On 95.9 KCHA Friday night, it's Nashville Plainfield football, the Huskies hosting St. Ansgar. It's a battle of top 10 teams, both teams 4-0. Our pregame starts at 6:30 with the Radio Iowa Scouting Report. The Huskies pregame show at 6:45 and kickoff is at 7. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.